Hello.
Hi, my name is Satarion. I'm calling from the Alabama De Unemployment Claims Line to finish your claim. May I speak to Valerie Reed?
Speaking.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. We can start by getting your Social Security number.
424-159884.
All right. State your first and last name.
First name Valerie, last name Reed.
And date of birth.
8/28/1965.
And your mother's maiden name.
Robertson.
All right. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible, okay?
Yes, sir, that's fine.
All right. Have you ever worked under a different name?
No, sir.
Have you ever worked on a different Social Security number?
No.
Verify your gender.
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Was the highest grade you completed in school?
First year in second year in college.
You've only had 2 years of college? Right, do you have a driver's license number?
I have a driver's license. Yes. The number is 5-4. You want it?
Go ahead.
5-4-3-8-8-4.
Just give me that one more time.
5-4-3-8-8-4.
Five four seven three eight eight four. All right. And the state?
Alabama.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments that were deposited into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. Prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
What's the name of the bank you want to use?
PNC.
It's a checking account. All right. When you're ready, you can provide me with your routing and account number.
Okay, hold on, let me get that. Oh, 1 minute.
All right.
Oh, let me get my purse. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
The voucher number is 08300108.
All right. And the account number?
301390-7991.
Give me that one more time.
301390-7991.
All right, that was 301390-7991.
Okay,
301390-7991. Okay. And the rider number I have 083-000-108.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Verify your mailing address.
8611 Palmer Woods Drive, and that's Sims, Alabama, 36575.
All right. Is your residential address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
Has your address had a Has your address changed in the last year?
No, sir.
Verify your telephone number.
251-591-5209.
All right. Do you have an email address you'd like to add on to this claim? It's optional.
Yes. ReedValerie@ymail.com.
All right, going to go through. Make sure we do have everything absolutely correct. All right, for the email address, I have reedvalerie@ymail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone number, 251-591-5290.
Mm-hmm.
For the mailing address, I have 8611 Palmer Woods Drive, Sims, Alabama, 36575.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Bachelor's Mechanical Contractors, D. Arch, Sunny Land Child Care, Technical Multimedia mm-hmm. Design, or none of the above. All right. Which of the following, based on your background, in which city is 227 North Williams Avenue? Mobile, Russellville, Spanish Fort, Sturt, or I've never been associated with that address.
227
North Williams Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And where?
227 North Williams Avenue in Pritchett, Alabama.
In Pritchett?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they have Mobile, Russellville, Spanish Fort, Sturt. So would that be under Mobile?
For the county?
Excuse me?
For the county, it would be Mobile.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 93 Oldsmobile Silhouette, 96 Plymouth Neon, 99 Mitsubishi Eclipse, a 2000 Acura TI, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I had the Eclipse, the 99 Eclipse.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Nope.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
Are you filing for DUA, that's disaster unemployment assistance? And that's basically natural disasters if you've been affected by a tornado or a hurricane.
No.
All right. What was your very last day of work?
It was last year, 2020. We closed down.
Need a month and a day.
Oh, my Lord. The last day we worked was in May. May 19th.
I'm sorry, couldn't quite hear you. What was that date?
It was in May of 19 last year.
May 19, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
It's an LLC, yes.
Excuse me?
It's an LLC.
Okay, let me ask that question again. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
What? 10-15.
What's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$25.30. That'll be part time. It's not anything up.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, $25 to $40.
I said, what is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept? That's per hour.
Oh. Repeat that. I'm sorry.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
How many hours pay?
How many dollars per hour? What's the lowest that you're willing to accept? Okay. Dollars per hour.
$10 an hour. I understand that.
You said 10?
8.
All right. Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, not yet.
All right, what's your job title?
Director.
In what field of work?
Excuse me?
What field of work?
I'm not understanding that question.
I said, what field of work are you a director in?
Oh, daycare, director of a daycare.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
All right, what's the name of the company that you work for?
Sunnyland Childcare at Waimea. Oh, no. Sunnyland Childcare Daycare.
Okay, would that fall under Dean Wayne?
Repeat that.
Okay, is the business name Dean Wayne?
No, Sunnyland, S-U-N-N-I.
Excuse me?
That's the name of the business?
Right. It's the does the business name fall under Dean Wayne?
No, sir.
And what'd you say the name of the daycare was?
S-U-N-N-I Child Care Center.
Say that one more time.
S-U-N-N-I Child Care Center.
S-U-N-N-I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to need you to provide me with the information because that's not showing up under businesses. So I have to put that in manually.
Okay.
All right, what's the address?
2901. Mm-hmm. Schillinger's Road. Let me spell that for you. C-H-I-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, Schillinger's Road North.
And this is in Mobile?
Okay. M-36575.
Mobile 36575.
Sims, S-E-M-M-E-S. Sims, Alabama. Three, six, five, seven, five. Here it comes.
The telephone number?
251-645-3664.
You said the last day you worked there was 5/19/2020. What was your first day working there?
It was in August of, I want to say in August of 2009.
What day?
August of like the 29th.
You said 2009?
Mm-hmm. I think that's when it opened up.
All All right, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
And what's the reason for separating from this employer?
COVID-19.
All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. If you're ready, I can provide you with your four-digit PIN.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. That'll be 84-65.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to read the disclosures to you, and then we're going to be done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked the questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file a complete your weekly claim at destructive could result in the loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. You're more than welcome. Bye.
Mm-hmm.